This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up? Covino and Rich in for DP.
Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick. And I want to thank Dan Patrick and the Danettes and the whole Fox Sports Radio Nation for welcoming Covino and Rich, our bosses, super Agent Sean Wyman, Don Martin, Scott Shapiro, like I said, Dan Patrick for allowing us to do this. Always a great time. 877-99 on Fox. And a quick reminder, not only to subscribe to our podcast for free and check us out every afternoon, Covino and Rich, just search Covino and Rich, but we're going to be bringing it to you live from Vegas.
Can't wait.
Las Vegas. Bringing the fight action to you live from Vegas, April 21st, the day before one of the biggest fights in a long time. We'll be out there, again, April 21st and 22nd.
Are you saying that so in case someone wants to like buy you a drink or something?
Yeah! Why else?
To meet up and we'll have a little Fox Sports
always,
Radio hang or what?
Always selfish reasons, of right. course. Again, I'm talking Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. Super pumped about that. So listen out for us. Again, at Covino and Rich. We're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Now, something weird happened. Something weird happened. We're going to talk more about the games tonight. We're going to talk about the Yankees bat boy if we have time. If not, maybe tomorrow.
You should be ashamed, by the way.
But something weird happened yesterday, and I got to call you out. Why should I be ashamed?
You know, I'll get to this and get it out of the way. Yankees bat boy, this poor kid. It's not a Yankees employee.
I never said he was.
It's in Cleveland.
I still think he's an embarrassment.
He looks like Joe Dirt.
I know the
selling
world was,
fireworks on the side of the road.
The world was hard on him. But he shouldn't have been selling Husker do's and Husker don'ts to the fans while being in the dugout for the Yankees. I know he's a Cleveland employee. He was wearing the red cleats.
Yeah, Michael Kay and all your Yankee highbrow pinstripe people.
I called him Cletus with the red cleats. His name is Nate, and here's the update.
Yeah, Nate the Great.
He never stood out because he had a mustache. He had long hair. He looked like an 80s burnout selling fireworks in the Yankees dugout as the bat boy. At the Guardians game, turns out his name is Nate, and ooh, he's a drummer in a rock band. And the update is he tucked his hair in yesterday and was sitting there.
He's just trying to make a little extra flow. That's
defeated.
His side hustle.
It did make me feel bad, like seeing him there humiliated and defeated
tucked
with his hair
tucked in. Hair in a generic MLB helmet.
But I'll tell you what, I didn't like looking at his face when I was trying to watch my Yankees win. And he wasn't bringing the luck, but they won yesterday. But that was the update. The bat boy. Not the bat boy on the cover of my grandma's Mexican newspaper.
I believe in him, Steven.
Not that bat boy.
Half bat, half boy.
Yeah, not that bat boy. The kid at the Cleveland game. His name is Nate. He tucked his hair in, and he's all forgiven, I guess.
And now he's mad that he's like, I should have took the job driving for Uber Eats instead of being a bat boy. He's like, I don't need this.
Well, again, there's so many people that would love that opportunity. He gets out there looking like a goon with his mustache and everything. Well, anyway.
He probably smells his fingers, too.
Yeah, he's definitely a finger sniffer. But then again, Rich Davis is a sneaker sniffer, so...
I'm just saying the guy that paid $2 million for MJ's 1998 Finals Jordans, I said there's a good chance, probably sniffed it. People are creepos and perverts.
Wait. What did Covino say on yesterday afternoon show he would do to be a bat boy when he was a kid?
Oh, you said when you were a kid, you wished to be a Yankee bat boy. You would have sniffed Dave Winfield's tighty whities or something.
I said I would have sniffed Dave Winfield's socks for that opportunity. So you got this kid sitting there, you know, like a bozo, looking like he don't know what's going on. Looked like he was on something. And I would have killed for that opportunity. So many people would kill for that opportunity.
But
and you got these bat boys and ball boys hot-dogging it out there. And, you know, I was a kid when I said that, Joel. A kid. Rich is an adult saying that he'd do weird things for his team to win.
But, Covino, you're a real player.
That's
so
right.
When you're going to go over Honey's house and you know you might have to take those shoes off.
I don't.
You make sure you put the good socks on and wear the unstinkable shoes.
Oh yeah. I always rock the gold toes when it's business time.
So you have to sniff them before you. Oh, let me sniff these.
These are my business socks, Joel. I call them my business socks.
I've known you. I've known you 20 years. Sometimes Covino takes off his shoes. His socks got screen doors on them. You know what that means when they're worn out? Like you get see through.
Oh, you know what? It's funny you bring that up. A lot of people don't know this, Joel, but socks have an expiration. I'm not making this up, and I have a theory. You realize your socks they both wear out around the same time. They start wearing thin around the same time.
You got one heavy foot.
And I'll tell you what. You ever see your girlfriend or wifey with holes in their socks?
No.
The answer's probably no, because they're not creating the friction that you are as a chubby guy in your work boots. It's the truth. Think about it.
So when she meets you, you got the good socks. But over time, she sees the screen socks.
That you nailed it. You nailed it right there.
That's how you know you're in love. When Covino shows a girl his screen door worn out socks.
And you know what it is? S-O-C-K-S, bro. It is what it is.
Snip them. They're still good.
Ah, so there's a story that was going around. And I said this yesterday, and I stand by it. So I figure let me bring it up real quick.
Yeah, way more tasteful than what you were just talking about.
Yo, the Dalai Lama. There's a new story. Even Cardi B's mad at him. She's like, coronavirus.
Well, and then she's got no room to be mad at anybody because she's vile sometimes.
But Cardi B was like, we got predators out there. The Dalai Lama, as you mentioned before, there's a weird clip that was floating around where some kid wanted to give him a hug. And he told the little kid, like, suck my tongue.
Okay.
And then he said he's playful.
He is being playful, but that's still really weird. No?
Yeah.
All right, exactly.
You think?
Exactly. And he did apologize. That's the update.
I was trying to like think like maybe like a weird cultural miscommunication or disconnect, but he was like, suck my tongue.
No, suck my tongue. And if there was some sort of miscommunication, he wouldn't have apologized. He would have explained that he was kidding. Yeah,
just weirdo behavior. I don't want to harp on that, but I said yesterday, and I wonder because Joel's got his Detroit Lions hat on as we speak.
Yes, sir.
If you could guarantee your team win the championship in whatever sport that was, if you were a big Lions fan, or I'm a Mets fan, or Niners, or whatever your team is, Danny G, when was the last time your Raiders won anything? Marcus Allen was playing.
Yep.
Jim Plunkett was behind center.
Last time Raiders won anything, it was on Tecmo Bowl.
Plunkett deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, if your team hasn't won for a minute, I ask the question, would you suck the Dalai Lama's tongue? would you tongue kiss the Dalai Lama if it meant your team won? And I said, you know what? Yes.
No. Rich didn't even hesitate. He hesitated right now for effect to make it seem like he was debating it. Rich said it without hesitation. He would absolutely do it if it guaranteed the Mets a win. And that's just desperation of the highest regard.
Yeah.
You would actually do something like that for your team to win.
I would.
Man. And you know what?
Judge me all you want. You're trying to tell me some Cleveland Browns fan out there or someone that's like, oh, I love the Sacramento Kings, first playoff appearance in 16 years. You tell those fans, hey, dude, see that old weird guy, the Dalai Lama? Lick his tongue, and you're going to win a championship. I think.
We're opening up the phones because I want to know, you know, who your team is and if you would make that sacrifice. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. And again, at Covino and Rich, because the answer – is an astounding Rocky Balboa. Absolutely no.
And just
absolutely
so you know.
No for this guy. Iowa Sam, because we had this conversation, you know, over wings, and we talked about it yesterday. Iowa Sam was like, yeah, I would do it.
Well,
like, yeah,
I was saying,
I don't
imagine him getting much action to begin with, so that might.
No, but like, you know, come on. Where's your sense of dignity? Where's your pride?
For every deep, intelligent conversation we have to offset it with dumb stuff like this once in a while, because I think this is a random funny question for the diehard fan whose team hasn't done it.
Well,
Joel,
I love the Tigers.
You love the Lions.
I love the Lions. Red Wings, Pistons, but there is nothing, nothing in the world that can make me lick a llama's tongue.
The Dalai Lama or a llama.
Nothing.
Yo,
nothing.
No way.
Nobody.
No how. No thanks. I'm not that desperate.
I think we're talking about a real llama.
I know. I don't care about, you know, anything that much. As I jokingly said, and I really wasn't joking, if my dad's life was on the line and they were like, the only way to save him was that, I'd be like, no, Dad, I'm sorry. You raised a son to have some dignity, and he would respect it. He would respect it.
You know.
He'd be like, hey, hold your ground, man. I respect it. I'd have to say, sorry, Dad. What do you want me to do? I can't. And he would understand. So, come on, my team. You could say, well, you're a spoiled Yankees fan. That is true, but they haven't won in 13 years.
My dad is dying. He said, lick it, son.
I know.
Lick it, son.
I'm sorry. You know, you raised the kid to stay strong in his convictions. I can't do that. I'm not that desperate. I don't care that much about my team winning that I'm willing to sacrifice my own, like, pride, I guess, to do something like that. But
every time
I understand everybody's different.
Every time there's a weird hypothetical, you could gather that Covino's the type that's like, I wouldn't do that. I got pride. New Jersey. Yankees. Like, I want to punch him in the nose.
I can't do that. Like, and then you have to face your friends and your peers and tell them what you did.
What if it was to be the Little League home run derby champion?
You know what? I already did that without having to do that, Joel.
Then let me turn back the clock. If you got the flux capacitor with Doc Emmett Brown, Marty! Great, Scott. And by the way, really cool-looking documentary on Michael J. Fox.
Yes, it's called Still on Apple TV. It's not out yet.
It looks like you're going to cry. Looks like you're going to reminisce.
Coming soon, yeah.
If you were Michael J. Fox and got to go back to the future,
okay.
And I said, Covino, you could like sort of redo chapters of your life, and you'd be on the Yankees.
Ooh.
And all I had to do is suck the Dalai Lama's tongue. And
now, it's all I have to do.
Is it on camera for the world to see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't.
It was like you did that.
Sorry.
But it would be like, no, but based on your age, it would be like Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter, Mo Rivera, Andy Pettit, Steve Covino.
Oh, man. I'm part of the core four.
No, it wouldn't be the core four because we would rewrite history. It would be the Fab Five.
The six.
You're the pitcher. He could be the pitcher, too. Let's make him the pitcher.
Yeah.
I could be on the mound at Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium. No, the answer's no, because I have rules that I live by, and it's desperate. It's desperate and lame behavior. No, the answer's no. That was weird. I'm not doing that. Seriously.
Well, if you took me back, I couldn't even answer because my mouth would be full of tongue.
It's weird story.
Yeah, you know,
but it's a true story.
I guess the lesson to be learned here is that when you think of your friends and family, everyone's got different moral levels, because truthfully, I'm thinking about all the weird things I'd probably do for money, a woman, or my sports teams to win. Kevin in San Diego, you're on with Covino and Rich. Thanks for dealing with the dumbest question of the day.
Too easy. I'm from the city of no chips, ever. The great city of San Diego, and it's too easy. I'd lick the Dalai Lama wherever he wanted me to lick it.
Really? No, but
see,
no,
he's a man of conviction,
hold
Kevin.
On, though. You really would, though.
Yes.
That's the question. You really would? Or are you just saying that?
No, if you told me right now, if all of a sudden you're like, hey, Rich, surprise, guess who's in the lobby?
You really would, though.
The Dalai Lama.
You have to
lick his tongue, and that means the Mets win a World Series. I would, without hesitation, be like, yeah, let's bring it on.
Hey, it sounds weird, but again, I'm just quoting this guy. He didn't say lick. He said suck my tongue to this little boy.
Suck my tongue?
He said that. Funny. So, you say lick. You would do that in front of all of us just for your team. What's your team ever done for you? I hate to give you the Bronx Tale sort of, you know, feedback, like Chaz Palminteri. You think Mickey Mantle cares about you? You think Keith Hernandez cares about Rich Davis?
You think
Polar Bear Pete cares about you? You're willing to do that?
My dude Francisco Lindor? I don't know. Your phone calls, your feedback. I'm going to look on Twitter while Danny G gets the names on the board here. CNR in for Dan Patrick.
You guys are wild, though. I'm telling you. You guys are wild.
I think what it comes down to is you and I.
And by the way, didn't your parents teach you anything?
No. Kavino can't get away with that.
Yeah. Yo, Joel,
if it's not on TV or broadcast, that guy's on the mound.
No. Honestly, man, because I would be in my head always about what I had to do to get there. There's no shortcuts in life, man. There's just, you know.
So you don't regret Nancy in the third grade?
I don't. No, I wouldn't change anything, Joel. I really wouldn't. It is what it is. Would you suck the Dalai Lama's tongue if it guaranteed your team a championship? You know, there's so many factors involved. Everybody's different, but it also matters, you know, if your team hasn't won in a long time.
Yeah, there's factors, but I think one of them is every group of friends sort of resembles what we're doing here on Kavino on Rich. You got some guys that are like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want for money or this or that. And then there's other guys like Kavino. I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but Kavino's the type of guy where he wouldn't do anything for money or trade. Or he's like, yeah, I got pride.
All right, ready?
I think it matters how quickly will the guarantee come through. Okay, so.
Oh, imagine that.
Top of the ninth inning, and we need the bottom of the ninth? Okay,
Oh, yeah, you know, but maybe knowing ahead of time. This is interesting, Joel. What if the circumstances in the. These are the dumbest hypotheticals, by the way. I love it. Let's say you're watching the Yankees.
Yeah.
And it's like the playoffs, and they're down by five. And in that moment, someone goes, Kavino, now's your chance. Dalai Lama, and they turn this game around and have the biggest comeback and win.
Like the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what do? The answer is no. I got to stay strong. Oh, and
you
got to
say
really
heat of the moment
no.
Like Tyson.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Heat of the moment. See, he won't even do an impression when you ask him. He is the Kavino is the most stubborn guy you'll ever meet in your life. Let's go to Dakota, South Dakota. Aaron, you're on with Kavino and Rich.
Yeah, as a lifelong Vikings fan, the list of things I would do, not even for them to win it, for them to play in the Super Bowl, the list is pretty short.
Chuck Foreman.
Wow, man.
So, Aaron, let me ask you, Dalai Lama, yay or nay?
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, get this guy, yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Tony,
dude.
In Michigan, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Tony, are you in on this Dalai Lama deal, or you got pride like Kavino?
Yeah, so Detroit Lions fan, I'd rather stick with my tradition of eating a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving in pure disappointment every single year.
Hear, hear!
Yeah, then do that. See, you know what? What's odd about you is Rich, who's so, you know, willing to do something like this for his stupid Mets. You know, I do laugh and say, you know, good for you. You're a funny guy. You take one for the team. That's great.
Yeah, but then I also think, like, I mean, my tongue's been in some weird places. I mean, I had a fun 20s.
Oh, my
what?
God.
I'm just sad. What?
No, it's the true. It's funny.
How many championships do you have?
Dude, Joel, my daughter is 5, right? And she goes, Dad, when did the Mets win the championship and the trophy? I go, buddy, you're in kindergarten? That's when they won when I was your age. 86. I was in kindergarten. That's how long, buddy.
Oh, the miracle.
Yeah.
But Rich says stuff like, Kavino's got pride. As if that's something dumb or bad. That's what I don't understand about this guy. Like, he's like, yeah, his stupid pride.
Well, you're too prideful for your own good.
That's a good thing.
For your own good.
No, that's a good thing.
Timmy Tim in North Carolina. What's up, Tim? You're on with Kavino and Rich. In for DP.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are you guys?
What's up, man? How are you?
Having fun, man.
Good. Hey, look, I just want to say that I would look anything to see the Bears win a Super Bowl. Just throwing that out there.
Have you seen our producer Spot's toe? I don't know about anything.
I fixed my toe.
Yeah, it's not lit.
He's got one of those petrified.
No, I fixed that.
Yeah, Spot, Spot used to
years
have
ago.
Well, he used to have a petrified fungus toe. I don't know if you.
There
like
is
that.
A big difference between touching your tongue as a lick and having to suck.
You know what? That is so
good
true.
Good distinction.
That's what she said.
That is so true. That is so true, Joel.
Micah in Central Coast, California. What's up, Micah?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? What's your thoughts on this?
So this might be an unpopular opinion. Maybe some of you will respect it, but I've been watching the Timberwolves since Wally Szczerbiak played there, so longtime Timberwolves fan. But part of the joy in sports for me is not knowing the outcome. So So if I were to rig it somehow by sucking some dude's tongue, it just wouldn't do it for me. It kills the thrill a bit.
Yeah, you know what it would be? I know what he's saying. It would be like sleeping with a prostitute knowing she really didn't like you. He's saying like it wouldn't be like a real win.
Yeah. What if Josh McDaniels is your head coach? Do you kind of know what the outcome is going to be?
You know what? I think you sort of do.
Damn it.
Hey, if you want to chime in and
get
continue,
the Listerine.
If you want to continue on this ridiculous conversation, at Covino and Rich on Twitter, Instagram, hit us up, follow us, we'll hit you back, all right?
Yeah, and we're going to talk the most pressure situations in sports because we saw one last night, speaking of the Timberwolves. So we're going to get to your feedback. Next, 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, it takes two. Covino and Rich. It takes two to fill in for the great Dan Patrick.
Let me tell you, Joel, this song still slaps at a party, a bar, an event. Rob Bass, It Takes Two. We'll play at weddings until we're old men.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Covino and Rich. Again, subscribe to our podcast. Search Covino and Rich. C-O-V-I-N-O. Covino and Rich, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. And we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios here in L.A., the mean streets of Los Angeles. Live from the Barrio, Sese. Vatos Locos Forever, canals.
The Barrio? Yeah. We're across the street from the Galleria in Sherman Oaks.
You don't know where I live. I get ring alerts every night. Gunshots? Were those gunshots? You don't know my life.
It's funny.
Do you get those alerts all the time?
I lived in New York half my life, living with ambulances and cop cars at all hours driving by. I guess that's the sounds of New York. Out here in L.A., I'm in the suburbs. I'm in the valley. You hear any noise, you immediately like, neighborhood ring app, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, man, always missing pets.
I got soft.
Always missing pets, and were those gunshots, or what was that? I was getting my ring alerts.
By the way, I think I may have permanently changed the opinion I have of one of my friends.
Uh-oh.
Before we talked about the Dalai Lama, what would you lick his tongue for your team to win a championship? It came from Spot talking about the Jordans that went for over $2 million. And I posed the dumb question, the man or woman that bought the Jordans at the auction, you think they sniffed them? And I was like, yeah, that's gross. People are creepos, but you know, people smell things, right?
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Mike said at an auction for a charity,
all right,
he auctioned and bid and won a Jose Reyes Mets hat that he wore when he hit the cycle. He goes, I'll be honest with you, I've taken it out of the case and smelt it a few times.
What a weird guy,
He goes, it smells like a baseball field dirt mixed with Jose's hair product.
Mike, you say, huh? You're good pal? I'm sure when he texted you that privately, he didn't expect you to announce it to the nation. What do we got, 600 affiliates now that know about your creepy friend Mike?
Yeah, Michael Zito up in Syracuse, New York.
He's a hat sniffer.
And why twice? I mean, what was the first time he didn't get it?
Lonely moment, I guess? I don't know.
After a sad moment, takes out the Reyes hat.
Man, people are weird when nobody's looking.
Oh, he did have one other question for you. I'm looking at the text back, the text feedback. He said, Covino, back to the Zion thing, that was 2 hours ago.
Well, if you missed anything, remember, catch it on the podcast. Danny G always puts out a best of, and this is only day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick, so there's more to come.
And
but
speaking of hat
tricks, if you missed anything, definitely check it out. And if you're listening in the future, appreciate you, future dude. We appreciate you, all the listeners hanging out with us. Dude.
Speaking of hat tricks, hockey, couple teams coming down to the final game. I know the Islanders, they hold their own destiny now. So yeah, NBA and NHL always line up. Stanley Cup and NBA Finals, it becomes a great time.
Okay, so what did he say?
His other question was, Covino, we talk about the Zion. Is it panic attacks, anxiety, mental health? Because he's physically able to play, but it's something else.
Yeah, he says he's not feeling like Zion.
You know, a lot of times people have mental health or anxiety. He goes, what if it kicked in because of work? Like, you've had panic attacks and anxiety, but what if the cause of it was your work? Is that just showing you that maybe that's not the job for you? Like, let's say every time you crack the microphone is when you were like, oh, and your chest was fluttering. Like, do you eventually
then maybe unfortunately then I'm not cut out for this.
I'll bring up the story because he told us for a reason. Our guy Mike that runs this place,
who
Mike said
Mike,
you know, he has a family member that's a great musician, writes, sings, does all that. But anytime there's a crowd or performance, she can't do it. And he goes, that's the limitation. It's like they're great at music, but she
acknowledges it and knows
that's where her anxiety gets kicked into high gear.
Like I always heard Dave Matthews has huge stage fright. You have huge performance anxiety.
That's why he smokes a lot of weed.
I bet you that's why.
Gets a little, takes the edge off, I bet.
You know, there are ways to overcome that. It's like if you have the ability and the performance is the issue, there are ways to overcome that, but it's tough.
Yeah,
it's a delicate balance.
Again, if you just joined us, we said, as a fan, you just selfishly want him out there. Yeah. Now, speaking of basketball,
it's my favorite sport.
We were watching the game last night.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think Wild Wings were a bad choice. Hitting me right now in a bad way.
You got the bubblies?
Yeah.
Yo, that Asian,
Joel, stay out of the studio, man.
Joel, that Asian zing hit him 12 hours later.
Yeah, oh, man.
That Asian zing is zinging.
I see a cloud over his head over there.
That mango lemon habanero, bad choice.
That lemon pepper and hot sauce.
It's hitting me now. Look, you know, normally I wouldn't be on the air right now. We're filling it for Dan Patrick, so it's hitting me at the wrong time.
Yeah, maybe that one too many sides of blue cheese dippings.
We talked wings earlier.
Lakers?
But the Lakers won 108-102 over the Timberwolves.
I'll be honest. When
LeBron
I left,
had a night. And
when we parted ways at the bar,
yeah,
and I know I sound like a loser because, you know, we didn't stay for the whole game. We hung out for the first half, and I had to leave. Covino and Danny G hung out a little later. But I'll be honest.
Did you guys talk about Rich when he left?
Of course.
What were you saying?
Well, you know why he left? To play softball at like 9:30.
What?
Yeah.
At a night game. Like, what do you want to do? What am I going to tell the guys? Sorry, can't play softball. Have Dan Patrick in the morning?
After
I'm a man
wings.
Of commitment. I'm not Zion.
You ate a bucket of boneless wings.
Yeah. Dude.
You were watching the game.
Dude,
you had to get up early.
I was crop dusting a shortstop. I got to be honest.
That's part of your intimidation.
Exactly. Anyone on second base, any runner that got on second was quick to want to get off the base path.
All right, this is where it's my job to reel it in.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no, the Buffalo Wild Wings were hanging out there watching the game. And when I left, I really did think, this game's out of reach. Lakers are going to play the end of the week, and maybe they'll be the 8 seed. Yo, they made a pretty sweet comeback.
Oh, yeah.
They played some pretty weak basketball in the second quarter. Third quarter, they got themselves back in the game. So it was a back-and-forth game. I really enjoyed watching, especially with a big, hardcore Lakers fan like Danny J.
So again, we're stuffing our face with Wild Wings. Pretty sure the game was tied, right? Danny G, correct me if I'm wrong. 12 seconds left, 95-95.
It was tied because of that clutch three from LeBron.
Yes.
Which was an amazing shot.
So then LeBron has the ball again.
Yeah, there was a couple of turnovers. Both teams were turning it over, couldn't get the inbounds passes in. Lakers then get the ball. Everyone's wondering, what are they going to do with this last play? And, of course, LeBron drives to the hoop, draws the defense in, kicks it out to Schroeder, and then...
bam.
Ice in his face.
Well, bam, and that's exactly what they said. He hits the three. It was a big shot. Potential game winner. And then, with a tenth of a second left, as LeBron put it later on when he was interviewed, Anthony Davis had a brain fart and ruined the moment, right? And he apologized. And that's what they said on TV, by the way, if you missed it, or you were out at the bar and you didn't hear it. LeBron called out AD, and he said, yeah, until... AD had a brain fart, and AD apologized because he ruined the moment.
He spent all those wings.
Yeah, so pressure situation. LeBron does what LeBron does. LeBron James, like Danny G said, he kicks it out. Schroeder hits it. Pressure situation. That was a key three that he had to hit. Think of that pressure situation when he knows in his mind he blew it earlier on the season because he talked about it in the interview. He said, LeBron kicked it to me, dished out to me before. I missed it. I couldn't miss this one.
Yeah.
So he delivers in a key spot for the win. Bam. Pressure situation number one.
But with, like you said, less than a second left, Mike Conley gets fouled,
and AD. He has to hit these three shots.
And you know, it got us thinking.
And they even said it, Rich, on the broadcast. You know, like, this is a high-pressure situation.
I mean, the highest, because...
Yeah, especially when you hadn't shot any all game.
Yeah.
And Joel, to think that there's no time left on the clock, so the game is either going to be tied or you lose based on your ability to hit three free throws, as you said, cold, haven't shot from there all game.
And I don't know if you guys missed it. Maybe you were living life last night. Who knows? Conley's there. Everybody's watching. And his first foul shot, dude, it hits like the front of the rim where normally it would bounce back to you. It would rebound right back to you because it hits the front of the rim, but somehow has the momentum to like sneak over.
So free throw number one is like a little boink.
Coach would tell you it's because you followed through.
Yeah, yeah. No, it did. Yeah. And the ball followed through and it went forward as opposed to coming back. And it like barely went in. Like, woof. Oh. But now he has to make the next two. That was just the first shot. You know, he's there. You see the look on his face. Bam. Gets the second one. Has to make the third one. And when he makes it, you see the look on his face. It's like all the pressure was like, woof, relief. You saw the look on his face when he made it. So the game went to overtime. As you know, the Lakers won 108-102. But, you know, two high-pressure moments we witnessed last night.
Yeah. And the question is, think of all the sports out there. What is the highest, quote, pressure situation? Is it a free throw where if you miss it, game's over? Like, he needed to hit all three of those. Is it your team's down and you take the final shot? Is it baseball? I saw it yesterday. I'm a big Mets fan. Francisco Alvarez, rookie catcher, who is the Mets' number one prospect, who everyone has high hopes for, right? Mets are falling behind to the Padres. They got two on, two out, bottom of the ninth. Alvarez is known to have a big bat. Like, he's the guy where they're like, yeah, one day he's going to hit, you know, 30, 40 home runs type of guy. You're thinking, could this be his moment? Big hit here. It's second and third. So a single ties the game, 4-4. Mets are down by two. Home run, walk off. So you're thinking, is this guy going to bring it? Strikes out. Swinging it all high
fastballs.
And
that's a regular season game. Still a high pressure situation,
yeah,
but regular
but that's,
season
you know,
game.
So, bottom of the ninth, runners on.
Pretend
you're,
that's the playoffs or the
say,
World Series.
I vote with Covino. I think it's the kicker from 43 yards.
Oh, yeah. Not the 55-yarder, because if he misses, it's like, yeah, it's 55 yards.
That's
right.
That's why you got to sympathize with a Scott Norwood, right? Like,
yes,
you know, to live with that, to live with that sort of thing.
And then he gets talked about, too. He's like, you're a kicker.
Yeah. What do they always say, Joel?
It's your one job.
Yeah, one job.
You got one job, kicker. You know, is that the highest pressure situation?
I'll tell you one. Watching the World Cup and Ted Lasso, two things I watch. When you watch a shootout and it's towards the end and it's like both teams are matching each other. And it's like, yo, whoever misses first, whoever gets, you know, the goalie box, that right there, when you're the guy about to kick the penalty kick or the shootout, you don't think that's a high-pressure situation? Like, you're guessing. You're like, yo, I'm guessing goalie's going to jump left. I hope
he
is.
And I would say more pressure on the goalie because of the guess.
I would say shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
See, there's two ways to look at the soccer scenario and the baseball one, too. Who's the pressure on the relief pitcher or the batter in that position, right? You know, the high-pressure situations, you got to say in key games because that adds a lot to it.
I say if you're a pitcher and you enter a game.
Not a belly itcher?
Yeah,
what if you're a belly itcher?
Then you're, I don't know what to tell you then.
Or a glass
you're
of water.
Out, you're out of luck. If you're a pitcher and you're known as a guy that strikes people out, and they bring you in with, like, runner on third, less than two outs, and you can't let that run score. No sack fly, no fielder's choice. Like, you need to strike this guy out.
And there's a sense of control you have when you're on the mound. So yeah. I agree with you. More pressure on the batter because you don't know what's coming either.
Because in baseball, what does a good batter do? If he hits 3 out of 10, he's a star. So 7 out of 10 times is failure. So when I see Alvarez up there, likelihood is that he'll get out.
Okay, here's another one.
I hardly ever see anybody take a timeout on a pitcher versus batter, though. Oh, timeout. Oh, you iced him.
Oh, you know, it's funny
they
you should say that because
it
doesn't happen.
Time.
Yeah, it's true.
As much, but it does happen. Yeah, it does happen once in a while. These are high-pressure situations.
Yeah.
And which is why we were all so sympathetic or as understanding as we could be about the Zion story. Tonight's not just a regular game.
Who was
game.
Sympathetic again? Tell me again.
We weren't. Look, we just want him out there, right, because we're fans, but still sympathetic. The pressure situation is very high. Maybe he, you know, isn't in where he should be, clearly, or else he'd be playing. But what about golf? You know, we just saw the Masters this weekend. What if you had a...
It's a great one.
We were talking about this in our pre-show meeting.
Right.
Long putt to win a championship.
Or better yet, Danny, a simple putt that puts you in the lead or something. You're like, yo, this is a 5 to 10 foot putt.
You know
I, can't,
why?
I can't miss this.
And Danny G, anyone that plays golf or even watches golf, what's the first thing they tell you when you don't know anything about it like us? Dude, it's all mental, man. Golf is such a mental game.
Well,
right?
they talked about the Masters, how what was one of the reasons why the outcome was what it was. They're saying that the pacing of the last few holes. Who was in the lead? I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Who was in the lead that was complaining? Someone was complaining that the pacing was why they lost the Masters. I'll look it up while we take some feedback.
So maybe that's the most pressure situation. I don't know from experience. My experience ends at getting it in the clown's nose in mini golf.
That's a good one. And
golf
then,
is a good one.
I mean, you know what? Getting it through the windmill is a very high pressure situation too. But I've managed somehow to get it through the windmill. And you know,
and Covina, if we take it back,
success.
If we take it back to the NFL. Besides a pressure field goal, think about the pressure on your offense and the defense when a 2-point conversion needs to be made, either to tie a game or go for the win.
Brady, baby!
2-point conversion. I always think of Tom Brady in that Super Bowl comeback against the Falcons We forget that there were two-point conversions made that if they were not, that was over. Like, there was, you know, we were like, oh, what a great comeback. There were crucial moments. A two-point conversion? Come on. And by the way, what I was talking about was Brooks Koepka. Not making excuses, but he said what led to him losing the lead and John Rahm winning was the last few holes got in his head because the people playing in front of him were playing slow, and there's a lot of waiting around, a lot of waiting. They say that during a challenge, right? Like in baseball, if there's too long of a challenge, the pitcher's just getting cold, standing on the mound. He's been standing out there for 6 minutes during this challenge.
I'll tell you what, these are all great pressure situations, but I thought of the number one. And now I'm going to tell you now and then get your feedback.
Oh, is it a bowler who's one strike away from a...
Oh, yeah, your heart starts pounding. But no, even more so...
Cornhole?
If you're up to no good, cornhole. Maybe, and your girlfriend or wife asks to use your phone...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Or no, you're up to no good.
When you,
no, you're up to no good.
Who's sweating more, you or the golfer?
You're up to no good.
And dropped that in the toilet. What phone?
No, the worst. You've ever been, I'm not saying I have, ever been up to no good and you left your phone home and you ran an errand? You're like, where's my.
Wait, whose heart is pounding more? You or the guy who's going for the 300 game?
You guys are amateurs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we'll wrap this up. And I do want to give you a little question, a little trivia next. And it has to do with two legends that are celebrating a birthday today. We got more next. Covino and Rich in for DP.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Yo, you get on that double Dutch bus? Let's go!
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Buzz.
We're now bringing the hoes like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, like the Thundercats. Ho!
Was it Frankie Smith, yeah. Double Dutch Bus, love throwing it back.
Way back on a Wednesday. We're Covino and Rich, filling in for the great Dan Patrick, 877-99 on Fox. Again, it's the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. This is day one, so we're back tomorrow. And on Thursdays, we always do throwbacks. And it's old school when 50 hits.
So 50 after the hour, we pick some throwback stuff from your childhood, whether it's everything from toys to sports memorabilia, you name it. TV.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, all good stuff. We'll get to that tomorrow. Speaking of baseball cards, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, and all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, is Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instance, you could get instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Any last thoughts on the high-pressure situations of sports?
Yeah, I mean, we saw two last night, two major pressure situations, and we saw them come through in the Lakers game. You know, maybe we'll see some tonight, some good games tonight.
So far, we mentioned...
I'm just thinking...
Bottom of the ninth, getting up with runners on base or bases loaded, do or die, you're at the batter's. You're in the batter's box. Or you're taking a penalty kick or a shootout in soccer. You mentioned a great one, golf. A putt that could win you the championship.
How about when you're chasing milestones? You know, we heard the stories of Roger Maris. And, you know, he's chasing a ghost. He's chasing the Babe. And he's losing his hair because reporters
Aaron Judge last year was pressing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You saw what Aaron Judge went through. And every day, you know, everybody's waiting. And Albert Pujols just to get 700. There's so much pressure there, even though he didn't seem to
be phased as much
at all. But, you know, do those pressure situations compare to the ones we described? And then there's ones in life that we discussed. So if you want to chime in. To wrap up the show, 877-99 on Fox, we got Ralph in New York.
Yo, what up, Ralph?
Hey, guys, what's happening? Look, he made the free throws last night, but the only reason he did it is because he didn't go all the way. He just kissed the Dalai Lama on the cheek.
Yeah, that's probably
if he would have went all in, T-Wolves would have won the game. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Ralph.
That's probably what happened, Ralph.
Let me ask you one dumb question. To end the show today, filling in for DP.
You mean dumber than
not the
Dalai Lama question you asked earlier?
I'm going to give you two legends, and I want you to tell me who you think is older because they're within 1 year of each other. Two people that meant a lot to us growing up.
Okay. So who's older?
Who's older? All two right. people. Number one, my favorite late night talk show host as a kid, David Letterman. It's Letterman's birthday today.
He's old. Yeah, he's
and one of the best high school football.
Say Rip Van Winkle now.
One of the best high school football players of all time. Four touchdowns in one game. Paul Kai, Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill. So Ed O'Neill and David Letterman, two people that were such a part of my childhood. Right.
I'm gonna say,
if you were a kid of the 80s and 90s, Letterman and Ed O'Neill.
I feel like there's a reason he's asking.
Yeah, he's
tricking us.
Yeah, trying to trick us.
I think Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, we're gonna have to say Ed O'Neill because David Letterman appears older with that old man beard, with the old man winter beard. So, yeah, I'm saying that Ed O'Neill's older.
I'm going with Ed because he had the honey.
Yo, Ed O'Neill, we forget that he was in a lot of random stuff in the 80s too, right? Spock, give me some Ed O'Neill besides Modern Family.
He was in Ford Fairlane, wasn't he, with the Dice Man? Booty time.
He
booty
was in
time,
Wayne's World.
The USA.
Who hey, Peg,
he
Fat Woman.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, that's right.
Fat Woman came into the shoe store today, Peg.
That movie, Dutch.
So who's the answer?
Ed O'Neill is old.
Yeah.
By 1 year. What,
you
how
know
old?
What the best story is, you know, since we're paying our little tribute to
how
Ed O'Neill?
How old O'Neill? Do you think?
Ah, 77.
77 and 76, yeah.
Wow!
Ed O'Neill, the double sevens.
And this makes sense now because you heard that viral story where Britney Spears saw him at the airport?
That's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
She went up to him. She's like,
I'm such a huge fan.
It's Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill. Oh, my God. I'm such a huge fan. Can I take a picture? He had no idea. No idea.
It was Britney Spears.
It was Britney Spears. And that story went viral. The picture went viral. And you have to think about who he is, right? Yeah. To not even be phased. Like, that it was Britney Spears. He didn't even know.
You know, it's wild. Two iconic characters. Jay Pritchard on Modern Family and Al Bundy.
Yeah, he struck gold twice.
Al Bundy had Peg.
Yeah, but you know what? You know who Jay Pritchard had? Sofia Vergara. So Ed O'Neill, two great characters in his TV career. So happy birthday to him, Letterman, and anyone else celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday to my girlfriend, Jordan. Yeah, celebrating. So I'll be celebrating tonight.
You going all out?
Buffalo Wild Wings again?
All out, yeah.
Pressure.
More Wild Wings. Yep.
Not gotta tonight, hit all baby. Three free throws.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo,
what's
thank
that
you guys.
Smell?
I know, right? Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Again, we're Covino and Rich at Covino and Rich. The show continues there.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow. And for DP, until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good day.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.